Today from the Ohio Newsroom, bringing elk back to Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Kendall Crawford. Long ago, elk roamed the wooded areas of Ohio, but after years of deforestation and overhunting, the last native eastern elk was killed in Ashtabula in 1840. Now, more than a century later, one state legislator wants to give the large deer another shot. Representative Justin Pizzulli of Scioto County introduced a bill that would fund a $1 million study into the reintroduction of elk. Hi, Justin.
Kendall, hi. Thank you for having me.
So why should Ohio bring elk back?
I would say, why shouldn't we? Hunting generates about $1.9 billion a year annually for Ohio. And so if we have the opportunity to reintroduce a species, I think that is important. They were here before us, I would argue. And if we have the opportunity to do that, to expand our tourism, then why not? I think it's kind of a perfect thing to take a look at.
I want to touch on that economic development point. $1 million is a hefty chunk of change for a study, and it could come back and say, no, it's not worth it. So how exactly does elk reintroduction equal economic development for rural areas in particular?
Down in my neck of the woods, we're always looking for additional revenues. I represent one of the poorest districts in corners in the state of Ohio, the 90th district. And we're a beautiful, beautiful area, but our number one showcase really is our tourism and is our nature and is our beauty. There have been many towns in Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania that have introduced elk, and they're seeing these little towns that were once ghost towns. They're seeing them start to pop up with gas stations, restaurants. These are all family run small businesses, by the way. And so we just see it as an economic driver.
Does Ohio still have habitat to support the species?
Well, there was one study, by the way, out of Ohio State University, and it concluded that, yes, it is feasible. It's interesting that you said elk were giant deer, but really what you see is they operate completely differently. So I've had people say, well, you know, my car insurance is going to go up. I'm going to be running over these elk. My argument is, how many times have you ran over a bear? How many times have you ran over a bobcat? Probably never. It's because they stay in the deep parts of our forests.
A lot of the questions that came to my mind were about the issues that deer are facing right now, one of which is chronic wasting disease. You know, I've seen communities talk about overpopulation. So is there any concern with adding elk into this mix?
Ohio already has so many protocols in place, such as a quarantine phase for deer and other species. And so, you know, to me, to say personally, like, well, we shouldn't introduce a new species because there's a disease is like saying, like, I shouldn't go hiking because there's Lyme disease out there. Like, we're always, you know, we're animals as well, right? But we're not going to, like, not keep having kids because there's diseases out there.
That's Representative Justin Pizzulli of Scioto County. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.